Welcome, JF, to Executive Peak.
Thank you for having me.
Do you have a morning ritual? What is it?
I do. I've developed a method. It's a breathing. It's a circular breath that I do every morning. I actually do it before I go to bed as well. And what it is it's really about witnessing my what's happening in my mind, what's happening in my body, and not being hooked by what is happening, but developing an awareness of my thinking, of the stress that's in my body, or whatever it is occurring, and I just keep breathing through it. It's an amazing way that I found sets my day radically different, and I totally notice it if I don't do it.
What is the life mantra you live by?
Well, I think the biggest mantra that I notice is the reminder that emotionally we're all the same. And so that this illusion that my mind wants to tell me that I'm separate from others, or that I'm, you know, not sort of that I have to compete with others. And that's kind of a lie that exists in our society. So I constantly remind myself that emotionally we're all the same, and therefore, you know, I've lived in Hawaii for years, and one of the things that they say in Hawaii is, you know, if you have a piko and I have a piko, then we come from the same place. And the piko is your, you know, the umbilical cord. It's your belly button where you come from. And so it's just a very, very empowering reminder that we all, you know, we're all the same in a deep core way. So that's so helpful.
Do you have any hidden talents?
Well, I think my gift is that I'm pretty perceptive, and I work with people in understanding. I've developed something called the language of the heart and the language of the nervous system, and it's about learning and understanding that we communicate analytically, but oftentimes we use our analytical mind way too much. It's been proven in many studies that 70% of our communication is nonverbal. So I think one of my greatest gifts is that I can tap into what's really going on in the nervous system level, and I can help people feel safe and comfortable addressing what's there instead of going into a performance.
What is the best constructive guidance you've received in your career?
Well, I think one of the great learnings of my life was that emotions are one of the highest form of intelligence, that emotions are a result of my thinking, and they're a lot easier to track back to the core beliefs that I'm holding. And so if I learn to truly integrate my emotions, I can verify the validity of the beliefs that I'm holding, and I can constantly be in charge of my experience. And I found that to be one of the most profound things I've ever learned.
JF, what's the biggest misconception about you?
Well, I think what I would say is that oftentimes people will think that I'm this invincible, super confident guy, when in reality I'm just as fragile from time to time as anybody else, and that we all have our ups and downs in life, and that's the truth. And it's not because someone has developed a lot of skills and has a better handle on things than a lot of other people that it means that I'm not human, right? I have so much going on, and I think the only difference is that I'm more equipped to process the challenges that I have.
What is the most courageous thing you've done in the past year?
I think the most courageous thing would have to be my ability to continually adjust in business. I've had this dream of starting a movement called You Matter to Me, and I've been working at it for many, many years. But this year, I finally decided to take the steps to make it happen and to seek like-minded people and to create a summit. So taking those steps is, you know, to me, it just takes courage to put out an idea that I want to offer the world that's going to change a major dynamic in the way we operate. So I feel real proud of that.
What is the most heartfelt compliment you've received?
Well, I think that I often hear from people that I'm I'm an amazing listener, and that people feel safe talking to me. And that's, I think that reflects the fact that I have a strong relationship with my own nervous system, and therefore I know how to self-regulate myself and that people feel really comfortable with me.
When the heart and mind don't agree, what do you do?
And follow the heart. It's amazing how much the heart communicates. And the heart is always connected to the real issue. The analytical mind is the one that can fool me about the issue or the solution. But coming back to the heart is essential. This is how I feel. This is my experience in the now. And being able to integrate and honor the experience is so much more powerful than following the analytical mind.
JF, please finish this sentence.
A monkey mind is the program, condition, way of thinking that we're stuck into. And it's something we are, for a lot of people, are not aware of. But it's all the, I would say, the program way. So imagine a computer has to have coding in the computer for it to operate. And it's the same thing has happened to us, meaning that our mind has preconceived ideas and preconceived experiences, and it looks at the world through the lens of those preconceived experiences. And if we're not aware of those experiences, and we're not aware that it's taking charge oftentimes, especially when we get triggered, then we're at the mercy of that conditioning, and that's what a monkey mind is.
What is your favorite comfort food?
Oh, that's always a fun one. I would definitely say it's funny because I'm gluten-free, and so it's I have a very unique diet. But regardless, I would probably say pasta. There's something about pasta that's so comforting.
If you only had $10 left, what would you spend it on?
I would probably give it to someone who really needs it.
What is the last thing you do before calling it a day?
I come back to my breath. I found that my monkey mind tends to be more active when I first wake up and when I'm getting ready to go to bed. And so I have this ritual for anywhere from 15 to 30 minutes where I sit and do this circular breath. And it's aligning myself with my nervous system, and it's a practice of being really, really present in the moment and being able to know that I'm truly safe no matter what my mind is telling me.
JF, what do you do and where can people find you?
So I do several things. I have a treatment center in Hawaii called the Exclusive Hawaii. I have a private website called jfbenoit.com. We have a fantastic book called Addicted to the Monkey Mind. It's available on Amazon and audiobook, which I highly recommend, and on Kindle. I spend a lot of time teaching continuing education to therapists and offering workshops, which we're finally coming out of COVID now. And so I'll be doing a lot of seminars, and I will be also speaking at conferences.
Thank you for sharing your wisdom on Executive JS.
Thank you for having me, Sasha. That was wonderful.